first time you visit Napa Valley, you never forget your experience. Napa has a way of making you think of leaving everything behind and finding a home in the hills surrounding the valley. But when you attend Auction Napa Valley, you feel like you're home. Exceptional hospitality, fantastic food, amazing wine, and friendly folk give you more reasons to visit again and again. Welcome to this special podcast, number 149, Auction Napa Valley 2015. For the eighth year in a row, we bring you the sights and sounds of Auction Napa Valley. The 2015 edition raised $15.8 million, funds that enrich the lives of more than 90,000 clients annually in Napa County. So instead of listening to me, let the podcast tell the story.
Like a pizza, silachi.
Silachi. Say that again.
Silachi.
I like that. You have that sort of roll in your voice. I'm here with Mike Silachi of Opus One. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, thank you.
You guys are the chair of the auction this year, correct?
Yes, we are. And, you know, it started about a year and a half ago, seeing how the past auctions were set up, working with the vintners to make sure we had a great steering committee to put this all together, and we're really excited.
Looks like there should be some good bidding going on. What do you, any kind of forecast of what you're thinking about here today?
No, we our approach has really been, we wanted to make this more about the wine and tie in wine, food, and community and hospitality. You know, the overall theme is families for families. And everything that is raised here is going to help people in our community. So we didn't have a specific number in mind. We felt that if we had a great steering committee, everything was well organized, we got some good lots, there's, you know, who knows where it's going to go.
So, Mike, you're the winemaker at Opus One, correct?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Can I, like, hang out with you, like, for the next 5-6 years? Is that okay?
That'd be great, but I'll tell you what. You come to Opus One harvest morning at 5:30, and we'll give you a harvest experience that will only take up from 5:30 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll be set.
And what day would that be?
Sometime in late September, early October.
So it's kind of a crapshoot, really, which is what harvest is sort of sometimes.
Yes, but we're getting more and more able to predict when fruit will be ready. You know, we start picking when the fruit tastes very fresh, like a fresh peach, and then there's a little lull, and then it goes into ripe fruit, like a peach jam. And we're usually picking in a 4-week window, so I can accommodate you pretty much in a very tight schedule.
Well, then I just might take you up on that.
You'd be more than welcome.
Michael, tell me about the first auction lot.
The very first auction, Napa Valley Auction, was in 1981. And the very first case, six-pack, including two bottles of 1979 vintage and four bottles of 1980, were auctioned at the very first auction. And it went for fierce bidding, and it went for $24,000.
What year was that again? 1981?
1981.
I think that set a precedent for the future. Would you agree?
Yes, I think it did.
Wow, that says a lot about the name Opus One.
But you know, the other thing that I think it really says is that what's the central focus of the auction? It's the wine. So it started off on the right foot.
Oh, it's a great way to do it, boy. And best of all, the charity's benefited from that amount of money. That's fabulous. One last question for you. How many years have you done Auction Napa Valley?
Oh, this is our first, as far as a chair. But we had lots in every other year for a while. And then as we approached our role as honorary chair, we've been in the auction for consecutive years. So probably be in again next year.
I look forward to it. And thank you very much for inviting us here. We appreciate it. For our listeners to learn about Opus One and learn about you online, how would they do that?
They would go to opusonewinery.com.
Yeah. No, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A real pleasure meeting you. Yeah. I'm here with Peter McRae of Stony Hill. Peter, how are you?
I'm just doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Peter, tell me about it. You're on the board, you said, for the auction, correct?
I am. This is my second tour on the board. And, Stony Hill has been a member of the Vintners forever, and we started our business in 1952. There were 10 wineries in the Napa Valley, so now there are 500, and so it's a little different.
1952, I think you win the record for, as far as people I've met, how do I put this graciously, the oldest winery in the valley.
Well, there were 10 wineries, as I said, and all but three of them have either gone out of business or have been bought by somebody else. So And the three are Charles Krug and Stony Hill and Nicolini.
Congratulations to you first, because that's quite a feat considering everything you went through and all the change you saw.
Well, you know, it was a little different business in those days. So we just started making wine and sold it to our friends, and one thing led to another, and we're still here.
What are you making? I'm assuming there's Cabernet in there, but
No, actually, we have, for 60 years, we made only white wine. And we made Chardonnay, Gewurztraminer, white Riesling. And in 2009, we bottled our first Cabernet.
So that, okay, because that was the auction lot, I believe you had a premiere back in February,
yeah,
correct?
Right.
Riesling, I assume it's a dry Riesling, is that correct?
It is. It's as dry as you can make it and still have some bouquet on it. It's about 0.8% residual sugar.
Not a lot of Riesling going on here in the Valley, is there?
Not a lot of Gewurztraminer either.
No, definitely not a lot of that.
There are a couple of people who make it, but they don't grow the grapes here. They get the grapes from Potter Valley.
Oh, well, that makes a big difference, yeah. Obviously, then. But you're growing the grapes here for it,
We're
correct?
Growing the grapes here. Our vineyard is at 1,000 feet on the west side of the valley, so it's all eastern exposure, and it's very cool. The one Cabernet vineyard we have is actually a west-facing vineyard.
So how long have you been involved with auction?
Oh, God. Well, my mother wrote the first catalog for the wine auction.
I guess then you've been involved for a little while.
Well, she was. And then I was on the board for 7 years in the early 2000s. And then I just got reelected to the board again.
Peter, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about your winery, how would they do that online?
Go to stonyhillvineyard.com, no E in Stony, no S in Vineyard, and it's got a great website. Fortunately, my daughter is president of the winery now, so I can just pick and choose what I want to do.
Excellent. I think we're being called to order, so real pleasure meeting you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm David Duncan. I'm the current chair of the Napa Valley Vendors, and on behalf of all the vendors, I really want to welcome our strategic partners and all of our media here today. We're thrilled to have another auction Napa Valley, obviously hosted by the fantastic Opus team. But first, we're going to hear from our host family for today, which is the Hall. So Craig and Catherine Hall, congratulations and welcome.
Again, from us, we are just thrilled to have you here. We love the auction. We've been participating in it for many years, and so to be able to host this day, which is always for me the most fun day, I love this anyway, especially love it now, is really wonderful. And besides that, I think this event is this wonderful collaboration of the food and the wine community for Napa Valley. So we are absolutely honored to be a part of this, and thank you all for being here.
And I'd just like to echo Kathy's thank you, but also say we're standing on a floor that's from 1885. The building we're in was covered up starting in 1911 by warehouse buildings. And this is it was a ghost winery. And this is part of the Napa Valley Co-op, which after Prohibition was the largest winery for many years in Napa. And we had tried to kind of bring some history back with this is called the Bergfeld Building. You'll see on the outside right there, Bergfeld chiseled, and if you look at it closely, it says Peterson and Bergfeld's chiseled over it. Peterson actually was the original founder, and he's pictured over there. So we hope you enjoy the auction. We hope you enjoy today. We hope everybody bids a lot, and we hope you enjoy this building.
And check out auction number 2. Wir werden zusammen nach Österreich gehen. We have an Austrian connection too here at the winery, and so is our lot.
So bid on all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of a milestone year for Auction Napa Valley. This is our 35th auction, and in that period of time, we have raised and given away over $145 million to Napa County and so many causes, and there's so many good things that we do. And the vendors all really get together, and you know, not only do we promote this great day with our customers and clients and the generous donors, but we work year-round to also do so much good in the county, and so we really do appreciate, and I can't go without saying how much we appreciate everybody's effort. Again, just a deep thanks. So the number one thanks this year goes to our chair family, which is the Opus One family, and I'll introduce David Pearson and turn it over to him. So thanks, David.
So this is nothing if not the ultimate team effort. It's an amazing thing to be the honorary chair and then have the honor of standing up in front of you. Behind me is the Opus One team, and behind them is the Opus One family at the winery, and behind all of us is the Napa Valley vendors, and so many vendors and so many supporters. I want to start just by, because they're here with us in the room, I really want you to turn your cameras to the other folks. The Opus One team that is here, Michael Salacci, our winemaker, is right there. Cowboy hat, Napa Valley Grape Growers Lot, cowboy hat. Bob Rue is our Vice President of Sales. Laurent Delasus is a Frenchman. Where is he? He's having escargot somewhere. Well, okay, you'll see him.
I think he might be getting ready to bid.
He's getting ready to bid. He's our Vice President based in Bordeaux. Christopher Barefoot is our Vice President of Public Relations, Guest Relations.
Bravo!
Is Kathleen here today? Right here? I mean, she's here, but is she physically?
She was outside. She got me.
So we've got other people. So anyway, it's just been a team effort, and we are so honored and so proud to have been part of it this year. The only thing I want to add is the perspective that is gained from being honorary chair. Like so many vintners, we forever have been giving lots and supporting the auction from that side. But when you step behind the scenes, and I've already mentioned how much work you see that otherwise you don't see, but when you have the chance to speak directly to the beneficiaries and the grantees, and when you go and see the look in the eyes of the people who are supported by the funds that are raised here, the pride they have in the work they do for the people of this community, it changes the way you feel about it. We will leave this experience changed. We will feel forever different about what we're doing here because of the exchanges we had with those people. And when David mentions $145 million, he's right. That's an incredible number. But when you talk to one person whose life was changed because a couple thousand dollars was donated, you can feel differently about it. So enough, we are very, very proud to have done this year, and we've had a great time doing it, which is the most important thing. So we're gonna have fun today, fun tomorrow, this incredible site. And whoever said it, David, right, we're gonna bid high and bid often, so thank you.
I'm going to say this real honestly, that I'm here with one of my most favorite people in Napa Valley. I'm here with Alex Ryan of Duckhorn. Alex, how are you?
I'm great.
It's a real pleasure to see you again. Lots of changes that have gone on over at Duckhorn. I'm very proud to hear some of my good friends, Neil and Don, and they've moved up in positions.
They moved up, and they carry the torch, and they help us make better wine.
And I have to say, you really do have a great group of people. Yes.
And I got two wonderful women who have joined the ranks of the Good Old Boys Club, and we're making better wines because of that, hands down.
Well, Renee's awesome. She's a really good person.
Dina Epperstein's making wine under the Decoy label now. Joined us about a year and a half ago, and she came from Artesa and Jameson Ranch, and she is now Miss Decoy.
You're looking for a good 2015 at this point?
Oh yeah, wonderful. It's going to be a nice balanced crop. We're looking like Mother Nature's coming around. It's going to be a nice cool year. We recently had the opportunity to buy the Three Palms Vineyard too.
Congratulations on that.
It's been a 37-year due diligence period, so patience does pay off.
That's a real journey. Yeah. That's an amazing journey for you guys.
It's been a wonderful journey for all of us, including our founders, Dan and Margaret Duckhorn, who were able to kind of see that day happen. And it's our crown jewel vineyard that we've been working with and now own in the portfolio.
You will put a state on the label, I assume.
Absolutely.
You say that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you should come out. We ought to do one of these casts out right under the palm trees. That would be a fun place for us to reconnect on some Three Palms wine. So let's put that in the calendar.
Okay, we'll do that. And for our listeners to find out about Duckhorn and the whole waterfowl portfolio, how would they do that online?
They would go to duckhorn.com. It's pretty easy, and trust me, we've got it wired. It'll route you right to our home.
Alex, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm here with Mario Moreno.
Correct.
I got it right. Yeah. Wow, thank you. You took all the pressure off me. And winemaker for Anderson's Con Valley, Robert Hunt, right?
That's a challenging one, so.
You know, it's like reading cue cards here. It's really cheating is what it is. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm very good. Tell me about your lot you're pouring today.
So this year's lot is our signature cab, and our signature cab comes predominantly from one parcel of Cabernet that's an old heritage clone that was a field selection off of the Isle Vineyard back before the Arajos bought it. So about 80% of this wine is from that. The other 20% is from a block of clone 337 that we have. It's aged in 100% French oak, new French oak barrels, and it's got just a skosh of Petit Verdot put in at the end.
Mario, for our listeners, how would they learn about you guys online?
Oh, they can visit the website. It's ConValleyVineyards.com. We actually just got a brand new website about a month or two ago. So everything's updated on there. It's great information.
Best of luck with your barrel auction, and I hope you guys do well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. It's rare that I get to spend time with my good friend, Jean, because he's such a busy man. His schedule is always so full up. Jean of Alpha Omega.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Here we are once again at Alpha Omega, and you have a fabulous auction lot. I don't think there's anything that's not in the auction lot, but right now we're talking about the barrel lot. So tell me about what you're pouring today.
We're pouring a 2013 cab blend with a hint of other varietals, 80% cab, 10% Merlot, and 5 and 5 of Cab Franc and Petit Verdot. It comes from Toquelon, Las Piedras, and Spring Mountain, where we get a little bit colder climate for the Merlot part of the blend.
Now, I'm kind of curious, and this is maybe a trite question, but I've known you for a number of years now. Every year you do this, do you find it is such a challenge to kind of create this lot to make it special, different than last year's?
No, it's honestly the beauty of what I do, and the only reason why I'm doing it is because every single year you change the profile of the wines, of the block, of the grapes, because first of the climatic situation. And so you can't control climate, therefore you're given, you know, grapes and in a way personality of wines that are completely different every time.
And you do a fabulous job, I have to say. I'm a big fan of what you make.
Well, thank you very much. I try my best, sir.
You do a good job. And for our listeners, once again, to learn about Alpha Omega online, or if they could come visit, how would they do that?
On our website at www.aowinery.com, or come, we're on Highway 29 in Rutherford, open to the public.
And that's the best part. You just walk in and have some wine.
I hope.
That would be the idea. Jean, thanks very much. We're here with Kevin Morrissey of Ehlers, and Kevin, we've known you for a number of years. It's really great to see you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great that you come out every year, and you know, this is pretty much the event of the Valley.
Well, we really appreciate your support, believe me, but it's even more fun to talk about the fact that you're playing in a band now. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, rock and roll, Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, it all goes together.
Well, there's a lot of music in the Valley, too. I've been to countless events where you guys have been, I mean, members of the community have been playing in some of these events.
Yeah, there's tons of music in the Valley. It's always astounding to run into people playing. You had no idea that they're musicians. And yeah, it's really great.
Playing time during harvest ought to be real interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So I guess we should talk a little bit of business here. Tell me what you're pouring today for your auction lot.
So this is 100% Cabernet from the Little Hill Outback. That's a very special lot. I mean, right out of the fermenter every year, it's just amazing. And so I take my favorite barrel out of that lot and keep it separate, and that's the auction barrel. And it's really rare when you find a single vineyard Cabernet that's got that many layers of complexity and it's that interesting right off the bat. But every year after year, that little piece of the vineyard produces these amazing wines. So instead of putting together a special blend, I select a barrel that's pretty much the sweetest barrel of the whole property. So
it just kind of talks to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That barrel says, I'm your barrel. Take me.
Well, one last thing I have to blame you for is that you've kind of opened up my mind to many years ago to rosé, especially because of your following the French method of making rosé. How is that? Are you making more of it than what you made some years ago?
Yeah, rosé is awesome. It's always bone dry. I take some of the brightest fruit from the whole vineyard, and it's a very European style, really great acidity, lower alcohol, and yeah, I have a kind of a serious commitment to rosé and maybe an unhealthy love of the rosé because it's a solid money loser for the winery.
Oh, nice.
It starts out with very good grapes.
Wow.
Which is the secret to making great rosé, so.
Yeah. Well, along with your help, I've turned a lot of people onto it myself, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. It's It's about two or three cases away from being sold out, so.
Oh, my God. I got to get over there and get some.
If you don't grab it today, my wife and I are going to take it home.
Yeah, right. I believe that. So, Kevin, for our listeners to find out about Ehlers Online, how would they do that?
EllersEstate.com. Google Ehlers, Ehlers Estate. We pop up pretty quick, so.
And to come visit is by appointment, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, make an appointment, come by. It's really one of the best tasting experiences I think you'll find. Our hospitality staff is just so geared to making sure people have a great time, learn something, and really makes people feel welcome.
And you make great wine, so thanks very much.
Awesome, so. Yeah, thank you.
Cheers, thanks.
Thanks, Ray.
We are here with Benoit Touquet of Hartwell Vineyards.
Pretty
Benoit,
good.
How are you doing?
Take it.
We're not going to tell people who we're talking about, though.
Yeah, no.
No names.
So how's everything going with you?
Very good. Extremely busy season. Been bottling like almost every month. Same old. Like a lot of travel, a lot of trips, a lot of people. Yeah. We see a lot of activity in the valley. A lot of people have been visiting, supporting the 12, excited about the 13. So it's crazy, crazy vibe.
Well, how crazy is it when you say this? You're looking at 12, 13, and 14 back to back. I mean, those are amazing vintages.
Insane quality. I mean, 12 was beautiful. 13 is better. 14, I think for us, will be in between maybe 13 and 12. But definitely, there's an energy in Napa that I rarely seen for the last 10 years that I'm here. Restaurants are full. People are happy, excited. It's great. Everybody's happy.
Tell me about what you're pouring here today.
No, I'm pouring 100% Cabernet Sauvignon from Hartwell Vineyards. The top property, we have a block, original block of Boschy clone planted in the 1985 when Bob bought the property from Irises from Siskendi. That was the original block. So we have 1.3 acre and we ferment the wine like in barrels. So we brought 100% Cab barrel ferment.
For our listeners to be able to find out about Hartwell online, sir, how would they do that?
www.hartwellvineyards.com.
Excellent. I'll let you go back to your pouring, and always a pleasure to see you.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
So I'm here with Dave Guffey of the S Collection. Dave, you are the vintner, correct?
That's right, Ray. I've been there 16 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a great property. You know, we've got a lot of great vineyards up on Mount Beter, about four different vineyards that we work Cabernet from predominantly. Today we're showing Cabernet, shocking, but I've got something a little bit special. I've slid about 7% Malbec in this cab because we're finding it works really well as a blending grape or mountain fruit.
That's a little higher than average for people putting Malbec in, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to take that investment in Malbec because sometimes it can be really difficult to grow in terms of you don't get a great crop in certain vintages. But we found it's such a body richener and kind of a natural softener for Cabernet. We really like it.
And again, this is all mountain fruit, right?
It's all estate mountain fruit. I think, in fact, we may be the biggest Malbec grower in Napa Valley.
For our listeners, if they'd like to come visit the Hess Collection.
We've been up there since and open since about the mid-80s. So you don't need an appointment to come on up. We are open. We're under the old rules. Just come on up and have a good time. For the people who've been there, we thank you. And we're a great destination spot. Mother Nature threw us all a curveball last August with the earthquake, so we're actually, we're still open, but we're doing some renovations that's going to make it even new and more exciting and a nice fresh look. So if you haven't been there for a while, come on back up. Pretty simple, HessCollection.com.
You could even remember that if you tried. Dave, this is a real pleasure meeting you.
Thanks, Ray. Nice to meet you.
You know, there's certain things that year after year you kind of experience, and there's one person I enjoy experiencing year after year is coming up and talking to you. How's that for a line, Cyril?
That's a great line. I'll tell you what, I hope you don't use that on every single person, but I'm delighted you used it on me. Well, Napa Valley is alive and well, as you can hear by the din in the room and see by all the people drinking all these great wines. I think this could be a very exciting auction. Lots of good lots, lots of good folks, and people seem to be in a pretty festive mood this year.
There's a very positive vibe, and I should say Cyril Chapelet so everybody understands who we're talking to.
Well, you know, you never know, and I think if anybody thinks that they can game the system and figure out exactly what makes it work, I think they're dreaming. You know, the Napa Valley Wine Auction is unique because people come from all over the world to help our local community, and over the years we've raised an awful lot of money to help the less privileged and the people who do need help in our community. So I just got to give a big toast to those people who are coming from all over, and the people continue to support us.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing because to me you're a model for other communities. If people follow this idea, who knows how many people can be helped, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that every community can use it. And it's fortunate that we have a base, we have a product, we have people who enjoy it that are helping to support this whole program. And we'll just keep pushing as hard as we can.
Oh, it's a great program. Are you doing a lot this year?
We're doing a barrel lot. We're not going to do a live auction lot. We've done quite a few of those, and it takes us a long time to pay those off the next year. So we just need a little bit of a break. So we're just going to let some other people carry that flag this year, and we're going to aggressively try to push our barrel lot to get somebody to buy it for a very good value and hopefully a lot more than they were expecting to.
Well, I hope you do really well with that. Again, for our listeners to come up and see you, and if I recall, you are by appointment up there.
We are. We're by appointment only, so if your listeners would like to come visit us, they can go to chapelet.com, get to our website, or they can call 1-800-4-WINERY. All they have to do is remember 4-WINERY, and they can get hold of us, and we'll take care of them.
You scored on that number, pal.
Yeah, well, I was young and feeble when I found that one, so it was good. It was good.
All right, man. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, you. Everybody. Thanks. Let's conduct a little official business, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, we are here with Renee Ari of Duckhorn Vineyards. And, of course, Renee is the winemaker there. How are you doing?
Hi, Ray. Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Auction looks great.
It's always an exciting vibe when you're here at Auction Napa Valley. I can't think of a better way to celebrate some wines and get back to the community. So, yeah.
While this is going on, and I know you're busy pouring and talking to people, do you ever get a chance to take a look at your lot and see how it's doing or no?
We certainly get over there and take a glance at the screen. I try not to get too caught up in that. So, but yeah, it's nice they're digital this year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's about time, right?
Tell me about your wine you're pouring today.
So we're doing a 2013 red blend from our Monitor Ledge vineyard. We do a Cabernet bottling off that vineyard. So it's 100% estate. It's located on the southern tip of Calistoga on the corner of Larkmead Lane. So yeah, really excited about that this year and excited to see how it does.
You've been coming to auction for a long time now, both as assistant winemaker as well as winemaker.
I have, yes.
So I'm just curious, I've asked a number of winemakers, do you find that you have to challenge yourself each year to come up with that wine that's going to be the one that's going to turn everybody on?
Absolutely. I feel like the wines just keep getting better every year or so, and that just generates some good, healthy competition and just, you know, that drive to make better wine every year.
Do you get some of your friend winemakers come by to try your wine?
Oh, yeah. There's always that, half an hour before the open where all the vintners are wandering around kind of getting a glimpse of what's out there. So it's fun.
That's cool. I love that. That, to me, that just shows how tight the community is.
Yep, exactly.
And for our listeners, once again, to come visit Duckhorn, I believe you are by appointment, right?
We are by appointment. We can get you on the book, so you can come and visit us at www.duckhorn.com. Come and see us.
Renee, it's always fabulous seeing you. Absolutely love coming by.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. Yeah, enjoy the day.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
Can I try your wine?
Yes. Most importantly.
This is the end of part one of Auction Napa Valley 2015. To download part two, go to lifebetweenthevines.com or visit iTunes.